4-year-old Lily swims like a dolphin. She's mastered the forward crawl, flipping to her back for a deep breath when she runs out of air. She crosses her teacher's pool in less than a minute and is all smiles when she breaks the surface. On the other hand, there's 1.5-year-old Jovan.
A lot of times, especially in the beginning, they will cry during lessons, but once they become skilled, then they're confident, and usually you can't get them out of the water at that point.
Elise Kohlreiter has been teaching what's known as Infant Swimming Resource, or ISR, swim lessons for 9 years now. She teaches babies as young as 6 months old to float unsupported, and kids as young as 15 months to swim to the side of a pool on their own. It's Jovan's last day of class. Because most kids fall in the water fully clothed, Kohlreiter is making sure he's mastered the float by dropping him in the pool, dressed for a cold December day.
He's wearing long pants, long sleeves, a winter jacket, and shoes.
Jovan pops up like a cork and floats without a problem, but he isn't pleased. Kohlreiter isn't surprised.
The learning process can be challenging. It's hard to learn new skills, and it is work. It's not playtime.
And that makes some parents nervous. With ISR classes, it's just the child and the instructor in the water. Parents sit off to the side. Because these lessons involve completely submerging infants and toddlers, some critics call the ISR experience traumatic and claim it leaves their children scared of the water. Kohlreiter believes in the program, calling it a way for children to survive.
In Texas and 18 other states, drowning is the top cause of accidental death for children 4 and under. So it's vital that they learn how to swim and save themselves in the water.
ISR classes aren't cheap. Parents spend about $600 for a 5-week course. That's a 10-minute private lesson 5 days a week. Kohlreiter says partial scholarships are available.
And if they can't do ISR, get to your local rec center, get anywhere you can and as early as you can to learn these skills.
Which means she'll be happy to teach little ones to float before they can even walk. Courtney Collins, KERA News.